RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Joker, now playing in area theaters.
Joker is not a Batman movie. It's the same character you know from previous films, and a young Bruce Wayne even pops up. But director Todd Phillips did not make a superhero/villain story. There are certainly no heroes. Origin story is also too flippant a category for what is a more nuanced portrait of a disastrous combination of the failure of the nurture side of an individual's upbringing, both parental and societal. It's a case study filtered through a 1970s cinematic lens of how a person set up for failure from birth may lurch into an area they cannot return from. According to Phillips, Gotham City created its own monster. Watching Joaquin Phoenix become that anarchic swirl of chaos, shoved into it by forces beyond his control, may shock you at how much you find yourself empathizing with a bad guy. Joker will challenge your black-and-white view of the world with a but-it's-not-his-fault excuse you would normally toss aside in the real world. Arthur Fleck, played by Phoenix, was dealt a losing hand, and the city he lives in only makes it worse. "Is it just me, or is it getting crazier out there?" he moans to his social worker. Gotham City is a crap hole, and Phillips is more than adept at making it look like mid-70s New York City. There is a garbage strike, the local news warns of super rats, and roving street thugs seem to compete with Wall Street dude bros for who can make everything that much worse. Too many external factors at once are pushing Arthur to push back. Arthur's mother, played by Frances Conroy, pens a nightly letter to the man she worked for, the man always on the news running for mayor, Thomas Wayne, played by Brett Cullen. Arthur's social worker says there will be no more visits due to budget cuts, his medication will run out, and he loses his job as a clown. The audience pulls for Arthur. We know we're rooting for a man right before he becomes a madman. But how can you look past a suffering soul who says, "I just don't want to feel so bad anymore"? In a run-of-the-mill comic book film, this angst would not stick as much as it does. But Phillips injects full-on pathos. After Arthur turns a corner and commits his first notorious act, we're not looking at guilt or shame. We see Arthur dance by himself in a public restroom to a pounding cello soundtrack, looking born again. He is a new man. He is empowered. He exists. It is a sublime scene. Phillips and co-writer Scott Silver blur the lines between the film's older setting and the 2019 timeframe its audience comes from. There is an undercurrent of haves versus have-nots running through Gotham, and Joker's emergence shoves it into the open. Thomas Wayne says the underclasses resent those of us who made something of our lives. Arthur sneaks into a black tie gala benefit in one of those old movie palaces, where Wayne shows Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times, while a mob of protesters creates a ruckus out front. Modern Times is a film for and about the working man. It's about the exploitation of workers in a world increasingly run by machines. Arthur doesn't care that Wayne co-opts a film not meant for him and the other yacht owners. He has no political agenda. Arthur has personal business with Thomas Wayne. Arthur is not anti-rich, nor does he peddle any other discernible ideology, but he is upset at the era's lack of civility. He does not murder at random, but he is the monster of his time. Wall Street sleazeballs, predatory co-workers, and exploitative show business tycoons, beware. Phillips injects Arthur's descent with a lot of Sinatra, specifically That's Life, and also sets a later riot scene to Cream's White Room, in a section which would easily fit in Mean Streets or any other early Scorsese. Fingers crossed, this Joker does not spur some new Batman franchise. There is no room for a Val Kilmer nipple suit, or pun-muttering Schwarzenegger here. Arthur Fleck is a man who needs help, a man Gotham City has no use for, and a man Phoenix plays for all he is worth. That is why I give Joker 3.5 out of 4 stars.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.